ThomasGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hello, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, the Apostle Paul teaches us that love is patient. I know that this is part of God's character, but could you explain patience as it is applied to our life?
Patience is the ability to suffer distress or pain without complaining. Patience is another of God's character, or is another character of what love is. In other words, love is patient. Love is able to suffer distress or pain without complaint. Before we continue to look at the next behavior of patience and of the acts of disobedience toward God and others, let us examine the life or behavior of our selfishness. A person who is selfish lives for their own expectations and goals, such as a person is easily angered and is usually displayed in fussing, fighting, nagging, complaining, and condemning or criticizing those who hinder their race to acquire their selfish needs. This anger is also displayed not only towards people, but also towards circumstances that prevent them from reaching their selfish goals when things don't go as they have planned. This anger is a tool of defense as well as a tool to express one's displeasure of any interference in reaching their expectations. The product of this anger is a lack of gentleness displayed in one's speech and in one's actions towards their offender and the circumstances that interfere with the reaching of their own needs. Selfishness creates in us a very insecure life, not having the surety that one will acquire their goals. A person who practices selfishness also has no time to exercise any act of kindness towards anyone. All his time and energies are invested in accomplishing his own goals and fulfilling his own needs. His works are works of gossip, slander, lying, cheating, and hurting others to get what they want. Then least, but not last, a selfish person finds it hard to forgive those who hindered them from getting their own way. In James chapter 1 verse 4, it is quoted as saying, "But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and entire." The word entire means whole in every way, wanting nothing, but instead being content or satisfied. Being wanting is the very foundation of a sinner, or a person who is selfish, producing within them a non-patient behavior. A person who is non-patient feels that they are in need of something and find themselves in a demanding and hasty behavior to acquire that which makes them feel complete. But as the verse says in James 1:4, "Let a behavior of being content and satisfied be found in you towards all events or circumstances and with all people in your life, and not a behavior of dissatisfaction." Philippians 4:11-2 says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learnt in whatsoever state I am to be content. I know both how to be humble, I know how to be thankful, when I have plenty and when I'm in need. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be satisfied and to be in need." Non-patience causes you to experience within you a feeling of being rushed or having a sense of being in a hurry. For example, have you ever been in a checkout line in the grocery store and for no reason you begin to feel like the line isn't moving fast enough? And as you look at the basket of the person in front of you, that makes you feel even that much more of a reason to be in a hurry. Then you begin to feel incomplete and in need of wanting to acquire a faster line. So your eyes begin to roam the store for a shorter and much faster line. By now, you're feeling irritable and ready to snap at someone, anyone. Then you spot that perfect line, four checkers down. You break line and make a mad dash to acquire your new status in order to fulfill your behavior of non-patience and your hurried dissatisfaction. When two other people reach the line before you do, now you're angry and you're about to boil. If only you would have stayed where you were. If you are a believer in Christ, the next time that happens and you experience that feeling of being rushed and dissatisfied, allow God to use that experience to expose to you that you are non-patient, and then turn that experience around and be content with your situation. Non-patience is never satisfied with the way things are or the way things are being done and how fast they're being done. This usually leads to anger and also usually leads to a fight. Another example is, let's take an example, for instance, how about the circumstances that take place while on the way to work? It's a cool morning, traffic is moving freely, and as you just passed your last chance to exit the freeway, when you decide to look ahead only to see an ocean of red tail lights, no longer freely moving, but having come to a slow crawl. As you sit in traffic, regularly applying your foot once or more than once to the brake pedal, and then to the gas pedal, only moving about maybe 2 or 3 feet, you catch a glimpse at the clock on the radio, on the dashboard, only to see that time is ticking away, and with every tick, making you later and later for that business meeting at work. Then it happens, that emotion of fear slips upon you, and now you feel the sense of being rushed and in a hurry, finding yourself wanting for better circumstances. Anger is now setting in as the time slips away, and with every glimpse of the mass scenery of red taillights covering the freeway, your mind feels pressured as you await your freedom from the circumstances that you cannot change. Finally, coming to the cause of the traffic jam, you find no time to have a thought of concern for those in the accident as you pass by. As your selfishness overcomes you, your own circumstances is all you have time for. That emotion of being in a rush is now set free. As soon as you have passed by the accident, you feel a release of freedom. Your foot finds the gas pedal with only one thought in mind, and that is to make up for lost time. Your mind is in a daze as you go speeding down the freeway until something happens that awakens you. And that is all so familiar, that blinking of those red and blue flashing lights behind you. When we often find ourselves to be non-patient during the time of circumstances, we find ourselves to be experiencing the emotion of being rushed or in a hurry and not being content with the way things are working themselves out, therefore putting us into a behavior of resentment and anger. You then determine to make a decision based upon your non-patience in order to speed things up. We most always make the wrong decisions at this time and suffer for those decisions based upon our discontentment. of not being patient, not waiting. Non-patience shows the intensity or the degree of our selfishness in achieving what we want and when we want it, and how fast it, we think it ought to be done. The result of making decisions to speed things up by taking control of matters into our own hands never produce the same results in comparison to allowing matters to take place naturally as they were before you interfered. And sometimes the results leave us with lifetime scars. For example, you're sitting at your driveway in your car trying to pull out onto the highway. You're not in any hurry. You have no deadlines to try to meet, and you were just casually going to the store to get the Sunday paper. But the traffic was kind of busy, and as you sat there waiting your turn to get onto the highway, it happened. You began to feel that fear, along with that emotional feeling of being rushed or in a hurry, and for no reason, because you weren't in a hurry. As you sit waiting, five cars have already passed. They've already passed by with no chance of getting onto the freeway. But then you see what might be a chance to break make a break for it and get onto the road or get on the highway. And at that time, you hear a voice speak to you telling you to go for it. And yet you weren't sure if it was the right time. But then you decide to go for it. And so you push the gas pedal as far down as it'll go, all the way to the floor. And what happens? Well, you should have waited. Now the ambulance is escorting you to the hospital. You should have waited. And you should have been more patient. We have been talking about non-patience during the time dealing with circumstances. But what about when people are involved? Well, our behavior is the same, except instead of being involved in circumstances of non-patience, the non-patience is with people. Non-patience is a tool that usually sends us into a state of arguing or fighting with our loved ones and bringing bitterness and hatred towards one another. How many times have you struck out towards a loved one, a husband or wife or friend or even your own children for lack of non-patience? You see, Sister Mary, non-patience is a sin. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264, or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net, or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. I'm going to go to the next one.